Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast and follow Super Humanistic on everything for more health and wellness information. Last week, we talked about inflammation and foods for inflammation. So if you want to learn more about inflammation and what types of foods can help reduce inflammation, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we're going to be talking about a highly debated topic, machines at the gym. To use them or not to use them? Who should use them? What are the benefits? Is there certain types of people that should be using them? That's what we're going to get into. So if you want to learn more about what machines are great to use in the gym, keep on listening. I think you're going to kick it off with some machines that are worthwhile when it comes to the gym.
So exactly as my husband was saying, not everyone utilizes the machines at the gym, and not all machines at the gym are actually worth utilizing, if I'm honest. but some of the ones that will work out your muscles the best are the lat pull down machine. So, you know, the one where you're sitting and then you're pulling down. So it's working out your, as exactly what the machine is called, your lats. So the latissimus dorsi muscle, which is in your back, and it wraps around your posterior of your rib cage as well. So this, what it does is simulates a pull-up. So essentially you are doing a pull-up, but you're seated. And that's actually really beneficial for your back muscles. And if that's a goal of yours to be able to do a pull-up eventually, like mine, then this machine is going to help you get to that point. So it helps to build up that lat strength with that machine, and then it also can help you to be able to do that pull-up eventually. So building the endurance of that muscle so that you one day can do pull-ups without any machines. So for this particular machine, especially if you're just starting out, you want to try for 3 sets and you want to go 8 to 12 reps with each of those sets. Number 2, pull-up or dip machine. So different from the pull down. So the pull down machine is when you're sitting down and you're bringing the bars down to you. The actual pull-up or dip machine is that machine that has the seat that you can pull up. You can do regular pull-ups without having that seat up, or dips without having that seat up. But what that seat helps to do is take some of the weight of your body so that you're not pulling up your total weight, especially if you're just starting and can't do a pull-up or dips without having that support in place. Sometimes I will see people at the gym using bands as well, so that's another way of doing it on this machine. But I highly recommend, especially just starting out, to use the seat that is built into the machine, because that's connected to those weights below. And that's going to help you be able to adjust the weight as you need. So for this machine, you are obviously working out pull-ups, so the back muscles as well, so your lats again. But you also can do it with the dips, so working out your triceps. You want to aim at reducing a percentage of your body weight. So say you are 150 pounds, you want to aim at using 50 to 70% of your body weight. So 75 pounds is where you would put the bar at for when you're doing your pull-ups or dips, just to start off. And then you want to have, again, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps is what you want to aim for. The last 2 reps of each set should be challenging for you on machines. So if you're finding that it's not challenging, then you can either reduce the weight on this machine or other machines increase that weight. Machine number 3, the seated row machine. We've done an episode on rowing before and all the benefits of rowing. It's a full body workout. This isn't rowing, but it's that seated row machine that also simulates what it would be like if you were rowing. So again, it works your lats, except for now it's working the middle of your back instead of upper back. And it also can work shoulders, biceps, and your rhomboids, which I believe is the front. No, that's the pectoral. I'll have to look that up again. So those are the areas that you can work with your this movement of doing a row. So again, you want to work on your posture, being straight up when you're rowing on the machine. And I'll get into like what sort of weights you want to get into on machines in a little bit. But three sets, again, 8 to 12 reps per set on this machine. Number four, we have chest press. So chest press actually isolates your anterior deltoids, which is the front of your shoulders, and then your pectorals, so those chest muscles. And then for this machine, you want to aim for three sets of 8 to 12 reps. Seated leg press is number five. So seated leg press is a modified squat, essentially. So you're in a modified squat position. You have that back support, so you're not having to have the weight up on your shoulders like in a typical squat when you're like lifting the bar. But it still works your glutes, hamstrings, and quads. So it's kind of a full leg workout on this machine. Should be one of the first lower body machines. So if you're working on lower body, you want to do this machine first because it's working out so many various muscle groups. Again, trying three sets of 10 to 15 reps as you are starting off with this machine. And then make sure to, as a reminder, that those last two reps, whatever weight setting that you started at, it should still be a challenge for you. So if it's not a challenge, so it's last two reps, you want to increase that weight as you go. Number six, hamstring curl. So hamstring curl is really good for your hamstrings. It is isolating just your hamstrings. So that's what makes this machine such a good machine to use. And it's safer as well for your hamstrings because you're being assisted with the machine and the weights there. So three sets, 8 to 12 reps on that machine, the hamstring curl. And last but not least, coming in at number seven, we have the cable machine, which really is a variety of everything. You can do your legs, you can do biceps, you can do triceps, you can do literally everything, chest, back, anything you can think of. Which is what makes this such a great machine at the gym. It has adjustable, literally from the floor up to above your head. And then you have various sort of attachments that you can put on to help work out those various areas. With that, you wanna just make sure that you are putting the weight at the right weight for you. So how do we know what the right weight is when we're just starting off? So one, if you're not fatigued at the end of your sets, then you're not picking a good weight, or your weight is too light. Doing 12 reps you want to aim for at least 50% of what your one rep max is. So say I can get to, I don't know, for myself, it'd probably be like 25. For my curls, it depends on which movement I'm doing. So say I'm doing bicep curls with the cable machine, and I know I could lift at least 25 pounds for one rep. That's my max for that one rep. Then to do more reps, I want to aim for 50% of the 25. So not good with math here, but around 7.5 pounds, right? No, that's wrong. Anyways, half of the 25 is what I want to aim for to be able to do more reps. And then that is what is going to increase your muscle endurance, as well as helping to get more of the like lean muscle look. Again, if that's too light for you, especially as you get used to going to the gym and lifting weights and using these machines, you can always increase the weight on the machines too. Another thing to keep in mind as you're working out on machines is safety. I know my husband's going to get into some of those safety measures we should follow, but one of those things is making sure that you adjust your seat to what your body is. My husband is, my husband and I are almost the same height, so it makes it easy when we work out together because he'll move or adjust the seat and then I can just jump on. But there are times with different machines, like especially our leg machines, that I'll notice he'll go one higher and I just don't feel comfortable with that one higher because I am slightly shorter than him. So I move it down one level to make sure like I'm safe and I'm doing that muscle, focusing on the muscle group that I need to in the safest way possible. So those are some of my tips, and those machines are the ones that we should focus on using in the gym.
Yeah, a lot of great tips there. That cable machine is very popular. It's always hard to get in the gym and yes. Gotta ask how many sets they have left. Squeeze in there. But yeah, I mean, I think there's always that debate when it comes to using free weights versus a machine. A machine can be great for beginners or really anybody of any fitness level because they guide your movements. That will ensure that you're moving in a safe and controlled manner. And also helps reduce the risk of injury, as you were kind of touching on as well. It's also, machines are designed to isolate specific muscles. So if you're new to the gym, or maybe you're going back, or you just really want to make sure that you're focusing in on the right muscles when you're doing the movements, machines are a great way to kind of build that foundation for you. So that's another great way to get started, or just get back into the gym, or just make sure you're doing things correctly, because form is very important when it comes to working out. And you definitely want to have that solid foundation before you move on to free weights or more complex exercises. Mm-hmm. Also, machines are user-friendly, so they typically come with instructions and diagrams that you can look at there on the side of it. It helps you understand to be able to use them. And as you mentioned, it can accommodate different weights and different heights very easily, so that's always good. And hey, you know, stepping into the gym for the first time can be a little bit intimidating. So by starting off with machines, especially if you're a beginner getting started for the new year, machines are a great way to kind of build that structure and be more familiar with everything in the gym before moving on. Also, machines are great for seniors or somebody who's maybe recovering from an injury. That's why it's used in rehab facilities and things like that. So again, a great way to make sure you're not putting any undue stress on the joints, leading to some sort of injury or re-injury, which is what you want to avoid. So machines are a great way to get started back at the gym after an injury as well, before moving on to something more strenuous. So by, you know, incorporating those things into your workout there, you're going to have more of that functional strength and that stability. That's going to help you build confidence before moving on to free weights, and that way you can challenge your body in different ways. Free weights help with those stabilizer muscles, so it is a good idea to move on to free weights at some point, or if you're at a higher fitness level, you can combine the two. So I know that's what we do a lot in the gym. We'll use free weights most often, but also incorporate machines. Also, certain days, it's good just to switch it up and keep the muscles guessing as well, so you don't hit that plateau phase. So you can do that by using free weights at certain times and then switching up the next time to incorporating those machines there for you. So if you are just getting started, make sure that you read those instructions. You might be able to get help from a trainer or something like that to make sure that you're using the machine properly and really get that good form down. All right, so that was all I had for the machines today. And make sure that you follow Superhumanistic on everything for more health and wellness tips. If you found value in this episode, make sure you share it with somebody. And we will be back with you next week. So until then, stay healthy and incorporate these tips into your lifestyle so you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.